Grammar Girl here. Or actually, for this episode, I should say, tis I, Grammar Girl, here to help you understand when to use the words I and me. So this week, Jody wanted to know which is correct, it is I or it is me. She says that when she answers the phone and the person asks, is Jody there, she usually responds by saying, this is she. But one of her friends says this is incorrect, and now they have a $5 bet on the question. Wow, Ryan, David, Jane, and Iljich also asked this question, but they don't have money riding on the answer. The short answer is that Jody wins. The traditional grammar rule states that when a pronoun follows a linking verb, such as is, it should be in the subject case. That means it's correct to say, it is I, and it was he who dropped the phone in shock when Jody answered, this is she. Linking verbs are words like is, was, were, appear, and seem, which don't describe an action so much as describe a state of being. When pronouns follow these non-action verbs, you use the subject pronouns, such as I, she, he, they, and we. Here are some more correct examples. Who called Jody? It was he. Who told you about it? It was I. Who had the phone conversation? It must have been they. Who cares? It is we. Now, the problem is that 90% of you are almost certainly thinking, well, that all sounds really weird. Is she serious? Well, yes, I'm serious, and that is the traditional rule. But fortunately, most grammarians forgive you for not following the rule. In her aptly titled book, Woe Is I, Patricia O'Connor notes that almost everyone says it's me, and that the it is I construction is almost extinct. Most other grammarians agree that unless you're answering the phone for the English department at the University of Chicago or responding to a Supreme Court judge, it's okay to use what sounds right, and therefore that's me is an acceptable answer. So even though Jody's technically correct, it would probably be more fair for her and her friend to take the $5 and go get a cold beverage together. On a related note, a listener named Jane wanted to know whether it's correct to say, rather you than me, or rather you than I. And the answer is similar to the it is I situation. Traditional grammar rules state that you use the subject pronoun, I, after words such as than and as. So the correct answer is that when Jane's friends are in trouble, she can say, rather you than I. On the other hand, using the object pronoun, me, is so common that most grammarians also accept rather you than me. I hate it when language is in flux like this, because it's easy to get confused. But a lot of people have asked me these questions, and in the end, I believe it's best to know the traditional rules, and then if you decide to break them, you can do so knowingly and with conviction. Last weekend, I went to the Portable Media Expo in California and met a great bunch of other podcasters. It was a blast, and if you ever get a chance to attend, you should go. We're having a smaller free shindig in Phoenix in early November called PodCamp Arizona, and I'll put a link in the blog for people who are interested. Here's another bonus. I created a quiz on Facebook to go with this episode. You have to become my friend on Facebook, but then you can take the quiz and see how much you've learned. It's pretty easy to do, so if people take the quiz, I'll keep making them for each episode. You can find a transcript of this podcast, my contact information, and all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts at quickanddirtytips.com. This week, Mr. Manners is finishing up his two-part series on dinner parties. Also, I'm working on a new, more informal podcast called Behind the Grammar, which will also be up on the website, probably just embedded in the show's transcript for now. So, until next time, it is I, Grammar Girl, who thanks you for listening.